Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh yeah, must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
To not laugh at the good jokes they were telling.
Right.
Terrible.
I remember
it's a horrible idea.
Bruce Baby Van Powell.
Sure. Yes, of course.
Oh, Fly Man, right?
Yeah, he would do the fly.
Yep.
With the strainers on his eyes.
And Howie Mandel would do the rubber glove thing.
That's our first nominee, the guy that walked out of the
tobacco sunburst fender, I believe.
It was.
Well, yes.
So it may have been a Telecaster or a Stratocaster.
Stratocaster.
What if he sold a double neck guitar? Now that's impressive.
Yeah, right? That's a guy walking out like a tin man.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to go one on each leg.
You'd have to hop.
Right. Really. Yeah. Nielsen's guitars.
Or do it with a buddy in kind of like a sack race.
Oh yeah.
Boom.
You start left, I start right.
Wait a second.
3, 2.
The three-legged race.
Right. They don't. They're still looking for the guy, but they've got the video. You can watch that. We'll put that on the Bob and Tom app. It's very, very sad. But I don't think he's our winner.
No.
I think we've got.
I don't think that guy's a tool at all. He's innovative. He's wonderful.
And he got away.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's a repeat offender.
That's a good
Fender joke. I'm sorry. We have the boss in. Was this in China where he instead of giving people a cash bonus, he gave them each a case of condoms for their Christmas bonus?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. You realize that if we name him Tool of the Week,
you have to win.
That's exactly what you got us for Christmas.
Yeah. Mm. I don't have any more condoms in here.
You don't? Oh, you mean.
No,
here.
I have the whole.
Here's one.
No.
You want to pass this to the fellas?
Please.
Sure, yeah,
They
you got another one?
I have a whole jar on my desk.
Does your husband play, Nancy?
Really? Jason, bring us some condoms.
Those are the I gave everybody condoms with my picture on them.
Yeah, that's what Tom got us for Christmas.
But
next to a staple to a wonderful gift card, of course.
No.
It
was in a nice
what
glass
came?
Container.
It was a decorative decanter.
And a plate.
Oh, okay.
And what came with the plate?
A picture of your face.
No,
on
a beautiful
pie.
From my pie lady. That was delicious.
That's true.
We did get a pie.
That's fun.
Wonderful.
This is fun.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know about for your staff, but I think it's fun.
Why don't you?
I think they are for your staff.
Hey, Josh Arnold just lost points with me.
Right now, we're on Facebook Live. We are on Facebook Live, so why don't hold one of those up to the camera, Christy, so they can see.
I don't have one. Jimmy's got it.
I can hand it down to
you. No, go ahead.
There you go. Now, are you still a condom user, Jimmy? Or are you?
No.
Have you been cut?
I've never used one.
That's kind
I live
of
in fear every
personal
city
question.
I go to that somebody 20-year-old is going to show up and go, hey, I'm your kid. I've never, not in my life have I used a condom.
Really?
I'm embarrassed to say it. But now that I've been tested, everything's okay.
Okay.
But I've never used one at all, ever. Ever.
That's amazing.
Never, not one time. Do I think that was a mistake?
Yes.
I think the condoms that I passed out say for novelty purposes only.
No, I don't think so.
I don't want to.
No, they look like the right size.
They look
perfect for me.
They're lubricated. They look official.
I do love it so when Jimmy talks like Robert Evans. Was it a mistake? You're damn right.
We're looking for the tool of the week.
Was she beautiful? Oh, she was.
How about the guy? I'm not sure. I kind of like this guy. This guy walked into a bank And he told the teller he had a gun.
Oh yeah.
And
this poor old gentleman.
They gave him the cash, and he just turned around and sat down in the lobby of the bank, waiting for the security to get him. And he said to the cops, "I'm the guy you're looking for." He said he would rather go to prison than have to be with his wife another day.
Oh my God! Yeah.
And
then
was like 75. And then
they arrested her.
And then the best part of it was he reported to court with his wife. She came with him.
So. And unfortunately, he was sentenced to house arrest. So backfired.
Yeah, they haven't sentenced him yet. We'll wait okay. And see. But that guy, I kind of can. That guy's
got
something
going. My heart goes out to him.
Yeah.
Now these guys may be tools. This was a university did a project. They were doing research on caffeine, and they had two student volunteers that came in. And they inadvertently gave them, 30 grams of caffeine instead of 0.3 grams. Nearly killed both of them.
They were both in intensive care.
That amount of caffeine equates to 300 cups of coffee.
Right.
That much.
And people have died with 10 grams of caffeine. So they had three times.
And the reason they made the mistake was, they were saying, because the guy did the calculations on his phone.
Decimal in the wrong place.
Wow.
They had the decimal off. Yeah, those guys are pretty good tools. Mm. I don't know. Here's the guy I think may be the winner. This is a guy that cuts hair. Using fire, but it's not just, he doesn't just use a torch to trim the hair. He lights your whole head on fire and then swiftly combs it, and the fire kind of goes out, and he claims it gives the hair a sheen. Don't try this at home.
No.
He squirts the hair with some kind of flammable liquid. We've got the video on the Bob and Tom app. It's very disturbing. That's a pretty big tool. And
you pay to have that done?
Yes.
Pass.
Yes.
And he's had hundreds of thousands of people have watched the video of this guy. Someone's going to end up with a very bad scar on their head. Here's the guy that I think is going to be our winner. It's the inventor of the gas mask for porn. Now, Josh, you want to take this and explain to the fellas what I'm talking about?
So what happens is if you're watching you can go to Cam Girls, which is a site where one of your favorite porn stars will do things that you ask her to do. So you type in, "Hey, please dance," and she'll do it. And while you're watching her, you can wear a gas mask that will give you the scent of her perfume or her natural smell and even the smell of her...
Whatever you want.
She gets to dictate what you do.
I should have saved my pass for this story. I passed earlier.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah.
And I can't see a guy wanting to strap on a gas mask. And you have to load the thing, right?
Yes, you load it with the pre-decided scents.
Oh, right.
Sad.
Yeah, it's sad,
isn't
it?
Sad?
Yes.
Well.
So I don't think he's a tool. It's just kind of sad.
It's not for me, but... There's a sect of guys out there that I bet are into.
Oh, are you kidding? Of course.
Yeah. And this guy's kind of doing them a favor.
So if you want the whole scenario, so the first thing you smell is the pizza box?
Potentially, yes. Or the, God forbid, the overflowing toilet that the plumber came to fix.
The plumber is feeling there 30 minutes before this, he gets his hair on fire and gets a cut. Then he goes home and sits in his mom's basement and watches this.
So who do you think should win, Josh?
I'm going with the fire barber.
Okay, he's our winner. You can check this out.
Wow, look at you.
I have no idea.
He's on the Bob and Tom app. By the way, speaking of the Bob and Tom app, you can win yourself a gift certificate from Pro Flowers or Sherry's Berries. Just go to the Bob and Tom app today, and it's kind of a scratch and win thing, or go to bobandtom.com, check out the web player. We're on Facebook Live right now. I should reintroduce our guests.
That's
would
right.
Be Nick Griffin is the wag guy over there that looks like Frank Converse.
The wag guy?
That guy. The handsome man. And then the other handsome man is comedian Jimmy Pardo. speaking of tools of the week, it's time now
time now for the Napa Tool of the Week. That's right. Carlisle Tools has a new
presenting the Napa Auto Tool of the Week.
Start now.
Carlisle Tools has a new heavyweight jack that will help you get back on the road sooner, a 2-ton lifting capacity, which will almost lift Josh, and an extremely low profile. I'm just going by what Tom's telling
me. I know what you're doing.
He's doing better now.
Yeah, but he's better. Is he better now?
He's better now.
The Carlisle jack meets the latest safety standards and is backed by a 2-year warranty. Plus, you'll receive a pair of free 4-ton jack stands with your purchase. Deal available only at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Reserve yours online now at NapaOnline.com. Pick it up in the store. That's right. This week's Napa Tool of the Week, the Carlisle Tools Heavyweight Jack.
The Napa Auto Parts Tool of the Week.
The Carlisle Tools Heavyweight Jack.
That's Napa.
Thank you very much. These are the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Let's get back to our guests, shall we? We have, as I mentioned, the very handsome Nick Griffin, equally handsome Jimmy Pardo, both here in the studio with us. We'll do a separated at birth thing with, because we've been doing a lot of obscure television references today.
Yesterday we did Jake Johansson and Gary Cole.
Yeah.
Look amazing like each other. Yeah. That's true.
We have Christy Lee, who's right there next to me. What else have you got on the news? Have we covered everything in the news?
How would you feel if your bride showed up at the wedding and surprised you dressed as a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Those little teeny arms?
What?
That happened. 30-year-old Elizabeth Rex Hundley wanted to surprise her fiancé, Tom Gardner, by dressing as the dinosaur, a play on her name, get it, Rex,
sure,
and donned the suit over her wedding gown. A video of their first look photo shows the costumed Elizabeth waddling towards her husband. Sorry, Josh.
Boy, you're getting hit hard today, baby. You're getting hit hard.
Can I go back to being a middle,
big decision
please?
Earlier.
Tom started it.
So I'm sorry. So
whose back is to her? And before, you know, he's asked her to around, she's walking down.
Oh, because you're not supposed to see her in her wedding gown.
It's called the first reveal, whatever they call that. He turns, and upon seeing the orange dinosaur, immediately bursts into a fit of laughter, then goes to kiss Elizabeth through her costume. The groom said the T-Rex costume was the perfect start to their life together, adding, "I knew I was marrying my partner in life." By the way, for those of you who are wondering, Elizabeth did take off the costume before exchanging vows with Tom on Bald Head Island, North Carolina.
Bald Head Island, Tom. You'd be king there.
Oh, did he ball her? He's bald. We bald. Hey, you want a ball?
That's right. We bald.
She's here's the picture.
That video went viral.
It's like a blow up T-Rex suit, but it does have those little teeny arms on top.
Yeah,
he's standing there in his beautiful tuxedo with flowers, getting ready.
Oh, here he is. He's like
he thinks
thinks it's very funny. He's
sure, it's fun, right?
Yeah.
Why did
you
too serious? I think everybody takes that day very seriously and unnecessarily. It's a fun day.
Can we continue the obscure references?
Sure.
I thought at first that he was dressed like Mark Bolan.
From T-Rex.
Anybody? Thank you.
Of course. Love it. Bang a gong, baby.
There you go.
20th century boy. Or man. Which is it? I forget.
Boy.
Boy. 20th century boy.
She's actually very attractive. So when she takes the T-Rex costume off.
Mm-hmm. She's very if you're going to have a bridezilla, this is the kind you want.
Yeah, funny one.
Yeah.
Not the real monster. Right. You don't really want to marry a monster.
No.
Well, it's a little late to get this kind of feedback. 3 weddings ago.
She puts the ass in Jurassic.
Hey, that's pretty. Almost funny.
She's very, very cute. She's a very, very attractive bride. Well, that's fun. I agree with you, Jimmy. Yeah. They're having some fun at the wedding.
Speaking of fun, a resolution honoring Iowa's pork producers passed amid chuckles Thursday as it was read in by state representatives, follow me here, Joel Fry, Tom Moore, and Rob Bacon.
So
Frymore Bacon bill was the brainchild of Bacon.
Lucky that last guy wasn't named People.
Yeah.
Would have been in a different state.
Oh, boy.
Never mind.
Different era as well.
Fun out of that.
I'm sorry. Frymore Bacon. That's very clever.
The Frymore Bacon bill was the brainchild of Bacon, a Republican from Slater, Iowa, who's known around the Capitol for his puns.
Oh, my God.
Tom, you should love this guy.
I love this guy.
Known for his puns.
He said the bill is intended to address a serious issue, but he could not resist the opportunity for a little levity by adding his colleagues Fry and Moore to the list of sponsors.
Okay. Fry Moore Bacon. Oh, here it is in the Des Moines Register. Well, this is interesting.
What?
This one guy is from Griswold County.
Nice.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
That county's hell on earth.
Yeah, but there's a lot of puns there.
It says Fry from Osceola. More from Griswold, Griswold County. There you go. And thank you very much. I didn't know that. And there's a copy of the resolution. There's a picture of it here. Fry more bacon. There you go.
Love bacon. Who doesn't love bacon? On Tuesday morning, money fell from the sky in downtown Indianapolis.
Oh, I heard about this.
Pedestrians first noticed dollar bills on the sidewalk and street, but they look up to see cash floating down from above. One witness called police, pointed the officer toward the roof of the 10-story building where the money could be seen blowing off the rooftop. The responding officer discovered a couple hundred $1 bills scattered across the building's roof.
Was the person who called the police booed by everybody else around?
Yeah, detectives are currently working to determine where the money came from and who may have left it on the building's roof. There's Do you know the whole full story here?
No.
Yeah, apparently there was a robbery reported at a sandwich shop in that
building. Right. They think it may have been.
Yeah, they think it may have been tied to that.
Someone left the money on the roof and it's
maybe, but, or dropped it.
So they were just
mistakenly.
Singles. Can't you just see him getting back to the safe house and like, I can't believe we did it. This is unbelievable. We actually pulled it off. And then the guy's like, where's the money? He's like, money?
Oh, I dropped the money.
I thought that.
So they were just, but they were ones. They were all one.
Was it a getaway helicopter? Why were they on the roof? Yeah. Like,
and a 10-story building.
Yeah, why are you going to high ground during that?
I go out. I became Tom Brokaw. I go high ground.
So it's like rain. Talk about making it rain.
Yeah. But, a couple hundred.
I agree with you, though. Who, why would you call the cops?
Just, yeah, no. Hey, shut up, pal. Come
on. It's one guy ruins it for everyone.
I know.
It's better than raining men.
Hallelujah.
Well,
I always thought that.
Hallelujah.
Did they make a video? Out of that, there's these guys falling from the sky, dying as they hit.
They're dancing with umbrellas. I remember that video. Yeah,
wonderful. Men. Okay, they're okay then. I just figured these guys splatting all over the place.
Oh, jeez.
No, the men are fine.
This is bad.
No, they're floating down nicely on umbrellas like Mary Poppins.
Oh, I never saw the video.
Yeah, it's the Weather Girls. Okay. They're terrific ladies.
Well, thank you very much. With us in the studio, comedians Jimmy Pardo and Nick Griffin. We are going to come right back with the boys. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
From the Napa studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, this is the Bob and Tom Show, where you can click listen now on the Bob and Tom app, select your favorite station, and scratch to win a $50 gift certificate from Sherry's Berries. More info now at bobandtom.com.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.